AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the House are targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for impeachment.
For the sake of our homeland security and the well-being of the people of the United States, Secretary Mayorkas must be held accountable.
Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green says they intend to prove Mayorkas is derelict in his duty over handling the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrat Benny Thompson says Republicans are opposed to funding for border security.
They tried to cut money from Customs and Border Protection personnel and have refused to take up the president's supplemental funding requests.
Impeaching a cabinet secretary is rare, having only happened once before in the nation's history in 1876. The room was buzzing before the House Oversight Committee when Hunter Biden walked in. The committee was considering holding him in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena. The president's son is willing to testify in public. The committee wants testimony behind closed doors. This is South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace.
You are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls.
If the full House holds Hunter Biden in contempt, it will be up to the Department of Justice to decide whether to prosecute. Donald Trump won't make his own closing arguments at his New York civil fraud business trial. Judge Arthur Engoron rescinded permission after Trump's lawyers objected to the judge's insistence the former president would stick to relevant matters. Closing arguments are set for tomorrow. This trial could cost Trump hundreds of millions of dollars in penalties and strip him of his ability to do business in New York. In the Republican presidential race, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis will be alone on the debate stage for the first time in Iowa tonight. The stakes are high for the former UN ambassador and the Florida governor. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia can be defeated.
Ukraine has shown the world that Russia's military can be stopped, Zelensky says, as he begins a visit to the Baltic nations in search of more help for his country against the Kremlin's larger and better equipped forces in the 22-month-old invasion. Speaking in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, Zelensky said Ukraine still must bolster its air defenses against Russia's intensified missile and drone onslaughts and replenish its ammunition supplies as long-range strikes became the main feature of this winter's fighting. We have proven that Russia can be stopped, that deterrence is possible, he declared. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A controversial Nepalese spiritual leader known as Buddha Boy was arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a minor and involvement in the disappearance of at least four of his followers from his camps. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.